Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to today's show of BBS. We are very delighted to have you with us, and we have a surprise for you today. We have an offer that I think is a very, very good idea to be able to get some Christmas presents for folks that you know might appreciate the information we are sharing. But today we'd like to tell you that between now, which is roughly, you know, sort of by the time the shows air, but we will make it from today for those that are listening to the pre-record. But from the 15th of October, and those who are listening to the pre-record, 15th of August until the 15th of September, we are offering you a phenomenal, just an opportunity to share the words with other people by giving you, actually for free, our beautiful premiere CDs, which sell at $13.95 or $99, and they're an hour-long lecture on topics like mystical keys to ascension, the power of silence, the power of self-reliance, and so forth. And those are available to you if you go, and all you need to do is pay shipping and handling, and contact Hilda, and she is at, let me just see where her, where she put her email address, but she's at spiritualjourneys_Hilda@yahoo.com. And so if you email her and tell her what you would like to have, and you can go to our storefronts and see them. And I think that the Spiritual Journeys storefront might even have snippets of them. It's my lecturing for 58 minutes, and in the background there is directly channeled music that was done on the spot and forms sort of a gentle background blanket of meditative-inducing music, and then in the front is the lecture. So those are available to you for the show, and it will be, you know, only available as long as supplies last, incidentally, up until the 15th of September. To tell you the honest truth, we are closing down one of our storage units, and we would be moving these products to another storage unit, and it just seemed like a good time to make this available to you, because you can get some for friends, and that way you can distribute them, and in my own way, it's a way of promoting me, and you, on the other hand, are providing information that could be very valuable to those who are at the level where they can understand things like the power of ascension. So we've got Mystical Keys to Manifestation, which is also very helpful in terms of the economy right now. And so, okay, just wanted to tell you that because that's very good news for most students, and it's just a few places where we're offering it. So my brothers and sisters, I want to also make you aware that we have a new Twitter for those of you that don't know it, because we have still got the usual Twitter, and it's where I share things about my life. For instance, I share things that have happened since yesterday that are fun and exciting and sometimes funny and sometimes sad, but it's a sharing of my life. We also have Twitter that is Almeen Wisdom. And so you can take a look at that, because every day we are offering interdimensional photos or pages from my journal that isn't published anywhere else. And several times a day, our beloved brother Paul Downs, who's our sound producer and who's sort of managing that Twitter for us, is placing on there wisdom, words of wisdom. And I know that wisdom is an obsolete term for many, but I don't have a different English term for the insights that comes through that are these life-changing insights. So Just wanted to let you know about that. Now, the only other business that I must make sure that I cover today before I start to get into your questions that we're going to be answering is that there is currently running, and it will start again on the 1st of September, our course of the Institute of Applied Mysticism. So if you go to appliedmysticism.com, you will there see the information, and I give you a video of it, and an intro video, so you can sort of see the content. But what the content is material that has come out of the God Kingdom, and it is the science of immortality and incorruptibility. And the science of immortality and incorruptibility is a 3-month process. There is tools given to you, concepts given, and ways in which you can relate to your fellow students in the virtual student lounge that enables you to go deeper into this information. And we've got multimedia presentations throughout the 3-month series. There's over 1,000 written pages, including the very thick section on Belvaspitar, which is the Belvaspitar of incorruptibility that is not available and never will be anywhere else. So we have that. Then I just want to start making people aware that come October 1st, our Academy of Alchemy presents its full body information on alchemy of light and many different tools for humanity to leverage consciousness. All of this material comes from the angelic realms and, again, is only available on this course. These courses are for 3 months, and they are available to you every month. So, in other words, appliedmysticism.com, if you missed its starting date of the 1st of August, you can sign up on the 1st of September, and so on. You can sign up every month on the 1st for our courses. So I'm just delighted to share these things with you, and now let's go to your questions. Tina from North Carolina. It seems that Christina from Toronto and I are having similar lives right now. We seem to be going through the same things in many ways. Financially, job-wise, the way we are feeling or not feeling, slower manifestations of our deepest desires. I was wondering, what is the significance and the connection? Well, Tina, my beloved sister, good to hear from you. My darling, it's not just going to be you and Christina. It just so happens that the two of you have connected and are sharing this. But see, we have the pivot points that are the main light workers of the planet that are generally the people that are drawn to my work, because my work is with the capstone. And so you will find that whatever level somebody is on, they might be very wealthy, they might be very poor, but they are going to experience the same sort of things. For instance, you know, during this last weekend, it was discovered that the cosmos has had a lot of its resources that were drained. They were restored. So you're going to find that when the resources are drained, when it's time to solve that specific problem, it's going to become very prevalent in the lives of light workers. For instance, resources draining out, not properly going in. And when that is the case, it's a cosmic issue if all the major light workers are feeling the same thing. So, you know, job-wise, much work has been done recently in the fact that people need to be what makes their hearts sing. Ignore what they tell you about the economy. Oftentimes, things that are being told are designed to herd us over the edge of a cliff into a waiting net at the bottom. So we don't know whether what is coming out is accurate. We have no idea of that. Ignore it. It might be that, you know, if our salaries are dropped or we've had to take a lower paid position and we have certain bills, that we may have to work slightly harder at this time. We have experienced in our office that there's been a crunch. Whenever tension builds up in the form of a crunch, it's getting ready to birth a higher order. That is very important to know, because a lot of us have been feeling the crunch. This year, my personal appearances in cities all over the world to small groups of people have been very intense because it's had to increase because of the economy this year and last year. So I've worked approximately double as hard. But then, this is also the year that we're putting in place the academies, because we understand that people are tired of airports and airplanes and, you know, the extra cost of extra lodging, and that they still wish to have this communication. For instance, you know, a question came up for the Institute of Applied Mysticism a couple of days ago, and it was given to Rogier in the student lounge. He walked right over with his handheld recorder and gave it to me, and I immediately was able to get the input that they needed to go over the hurdle and understand the next level that they wanted to get to. This kind of thing, for us to walk through over 3 months, the changes in our lives will be enormous. And for the same price that you used to take for your lodging and your airplanes, you can buy 3 online courses. That's 9 months of very intense but exquisitely beautiful material that is coming through from these other kingdoms. So the point is, Tina, that there is a crunch. We've had to work harder. We've had to write the institutes while doing the venues so that something new can be birthed next year. I'm going to cut out some of my frequent visits to certain venues next year. The appearances publicly will be less. The online institutes will be more. And it's a whole new way of birthing life. So feel comfortable with pressure and tension, my brothers and sisters, because pressure and tension goes hand in hand with the birth of a higher order. Let's take a quick commercial break. Oh, wait a minute. I started 5 past. It's not commercial break time yet. The other thing that I want to point out, Christina, that ties into something in my life as well, change has come linearly for us, and the linear change does tend to produce these very, very intense times right before the stage of, say, transmutation gives way to transfiguration. Then it starts to kick into its next stage, which is transformation, transmutation again, etc. Those stages tended to be the big culprit of producing the tension prior to the birth of a higher order. It is particularly bad when you're in transmutation. And see, you and Christina, because people's lives are in different states of change until they learn to live in changeless change. So what we have possibly with you and Christina particularly, and my beloved Christina has her own show on YouTube if you folks ever want to look up Christina Trevino. She's my very beloved sister and student and master in the class in Toronto. But you could both be in a very specific period, which is transmutation, the alchemical time of your life when lead is turned into gold. That one, to produce transfiguration, tends to be more uncomfortable than the other, because transformation changes as it goes. Transmutation shifts into the sort of a pregnancy, and then the birth pains start, and then it births something out of it. So that state, our stage of change, which for those folks that are new to this material, is very carefully explained in the book Journey to the Heart of God, the stages of change. And so, you know, that would be the case. Now, in my own life, I have tried to transition from these stages of change to the changeless change of creating a zero point in my life. And, sorry, zero point's not the right one. I heard someone saying, no, we're not zero point on the phone. Thank you. And if you're listening out there that did that, it's the null point. The null point is a point of stillness that's in the eye of the storm. Illusion is created by movement. So if you step into the very center of the whirlwind movement slow your life to a halt in terms of being off the treadmill of illusion, and it effortlessly cancels away. So what I have been doing is I've wanted to produce a tool, because we have many different tools coming our way. And, you know, for instance, next door, I know my brothers next door are working very heavily with the incorruptible white magic. And Paul has been working particularly with the fairy realms and was able to go into the forest the other night and see them with his naked eye, not just the camera, because the camera catches things a little quicker. Because of his connection of daily doing this work, he also does the alchemy daily. I think Ruhir does the same. My brothers and sisters, those tools must be used for new ones to come in and for their full potency to take effect. So the tool for changeless change, which is a different form of it, is the one that I will speak about when we get back from this break. And when we do, I will take a peek at it and share with you also one of Hong An's queries that has been frequently asked on the forum. And it pertains to changeless change and the tools for it. Let's take a quick break.
Albion continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back. So my brothers and sisters, Paul and I have been producing what is called your personal sound elixir. And I want to address that because the masters that have purchased them, we've had 200 of you purchase them in the last sort of month, and you're having a lot of cleansing and clearing and things happening as a result of this. So we need to discuss that because Hong An is saying, you know, how long will this last? I'm having a difficult time concentrating on my work. And I want to talk to you about that, but for those of you that are new to it, just in a nutshell, the design is to create that null point, the place of absolute stillness. Now, you know, they're asking, they say a lot of negative thoughts and mental, emotional stuff is coming up, and I've noticed many people posting similar experiences and detoxifying their bodies by listening to their personal sound elixirs. So I want to, in some detail, explain the difference between linear change and exponential or immediate change that is changeless change. It happens absolutely effortlessly as you stay in that null point. How the sound elixir, and each elixir, we have it on special right now. We do perfectly understand that we can't stay at this price because of the hours of editing and mastering and mixing and things that go into producing a specific sound elixir for each person. It is never duplicated. It isn't used any other place other than the one that we have as a sample that's used by permission of my beloved sister Chloe, who's the dean of the Academy of Alchemy. So every single one is made uniquely and just for you as it comes to me. If the white light and the black subliminal light balances in perfect harmony, it creates a null point. It creates that place of stillness that in your life will cancel out your illusion. If I create an elixir, and Paul can bear this out, it may be the most beautiful melody, but if the black and white light doesn't balance, the infinite immediately lets me know because these things are channeled immediately for you through my mouth. I hear the music in my head playing. I sometimes even hear angels accompanying me. It's an incredible, incredible experience. Paul yesterday said to me, "Almin, I feel my consciousness changing with every single elixir that I listen to as you sing it. I feel the same." And we've gone through huge, huge physical cleansings. The urine gets more yellow. You know, you feel foggy in the head. What helps a great deal is about 6 glasses of water. Drink 6 glasses of water today to flush those toxins out. And I'm going to explain how this happens because we're also going to talk a bit about forming this null point in your life in other ways. But it's gotten to the point, my brothers and sisters, where I almost wish I don't have to speak and to convey my message. Because the effortlessness with which change happens in the body of those who listen to these sound elixirs. Currently, we are charging $95 for a personal sound elixir that's made for you. As I said, it's just a special initially. I'm not sure exactly how long it lasts, but it's a special initially so that we can get to the place where many people have it as possible, and then we will have to adjust that price upwards because of the time involved. The black light and white light, when they measure in exact quantities, then they cancel the illusion out in the environment. If I don't get that right, I have to do it over, as I said, so you know that your sound elixir is canceling out the environment's illusion. Now, let's imagine for a moment, this is the part that I haven't explained before. Let's imagine for a moment that you're sitting in your chair listening to me, and your life is around you. Everything that you touch, every email that you send to every foreign country, anywhere, is like a massive wheel that is turning around you. When you are in linear change, imagine that that wheel is divided into 3 sections. The wheel is, in fact, a spiral, but we're going to pretend for a moment it's a wheel so I can get my point across. So imagine that it is in 3 sections. So in the 3 sections, you will find that there is a period of time, because this is linear change, that passes while you get rid of this amount of illusion on this third of your wheel of your life. Next stage, same story. Next stage, same story. As long as you are in linear change, things will manifest slowly. And also, life gets ahead through hard knocks. We don't want to be on this wheel of linear change. Now, just imagine that you are now not resisting life. You're in total surrender. Or alternately, you are listening to your sound elixir, which is yours for life. You never need to replace it, because it will always do the same thing. Eliminate the illusion of your life. You have heaped up illusion that have been lifetimes of illusion on that wheel. That's why it's turning. It's the tension created by illusion that causes movement, that causes linear time, which distorts innocence and purity. So you're now in the middle. You surrender to life, or you're listening to the elixir that, with its balancing of subliminal and white light, is doing this for you. The whole wheel is going to detoxify. The whole wheel is going to lose all of its tension, illusion, and impurity. So you're losing eons worth. My brothers and sisters, do take it seriously. When I started doing your elixirs, after the first few days, the uric acid that was coming out of my body was so severe, we had to actually take time out till I could manage to do further detoxification. That's because I was doing, like, you know, 25 of your elixirs a day, because I was trying to just focus on those. Take it seriously. When you listen to your elixirs, you are going to have the foggy headedness and things from the toxins coming out of your system. Let me explain why the negative thoughts are coming up. And I'm going to bump our next commercial break a little further down the line. So let me just tell you about this. See, my brothers and sisters, if there is 10, let's just say, 10 units, whatever that may be, of illusion in your life, the toxicity levels match as a 10. Let's say you shed the toxicity. You do a detox. Suddenly, you also start to change in other areas of your life. Okay, so let's say you go on a detox program. We've put one for you on the Belvaspitaal website that I proved over 5 years of doing medical intuitive work with the clients that came to me. But my brothers and sisters, let's say you do that. Yes, it is going to clear areas of illusion in your life. So now, let's say you're now listening to your elixir. It creates a null point, which means it starts to detoxify the illusions of your whole life. As you get rid of the illusions, the toxicity cannot remain either, because they go hand in hand. The toxicity in the body is that which enables your illusions to stay in place, and vice versa. So what you're detoxing is lifetime's worth. Hong An hasn't even gotten a personal elixir yet. Yet from working with your elixirs and those files that are coming through her computer, she is going through the exact same thing that you're going through. And so the intake of water is vitally necessary. Do not hold on to the old, but expect life to get better. Let it go with grace, my brothers and sisters. If illusions are being removed, there is a higher order, a greater perfection underneath. We have in our office had a crash course of going through the detoxification of what doesn't work. We've gone through it, bing, bing, bing. I mean, it's been hard, because what would have been a gradual process of linear time, which, believe me, people in my office are wishing there were the linear time, because suddenly for us, bang, all the garbage is just out of the way. And in getting all the garbage out of the way, we're just scrambling to catch up. But what's left underneath is a higher order. It cannot be otherwise. My sound studio is next door in the house I rented for our technical team. Our sound, our video, our IT team is there. My brothers and sisters, my music, as I'm singing your elixirs, is going through that house. All of our lives are changing, but it's instantaneous. And if we still wish it to be the old way, we're going to find life very, very difficult. So you know, how long will it last? Hong An, the issue is, and by the way, this difficulty of concentrating on your work will be vastly improved if you up your intake to 6 glasses of water a day. Vastly improved. Dull headaches, that's another thing. Some of the other symptoms is flu-y symptoms, when your bacteria, because the bacteria and the viruses require a very acidic terrain to thrive in. When your terrain starts to become alkaline by detoxifying through these elixirs, you will find at that point that what happens is that the bacteria and viruses don't have a good enough home, and so they start to die off. So you could get flu-y symptoms. I sure did. The first days of working with your elixirs, both Paul and I, we were aching from the uric acid. It felt like we'd done all this exercise. And secondly, that sort of an achy, flu-y feeling. And if you have lingering bacteria, you might get a slight cold, things like that. The water will help. For those of you that are really ambitious, getting either colonics or doing a slow drip 2-hour enema will also help. Those help clear instantly. If you feel very bad, an enema is wonderful. You roll up a towel and just put it under your hips while you lie in the bath and get some warm, you know, hot water bottles on you and just use a 2-hour very slow drip. So, okay, we'll talk about Lale from Paris's question, which ties right in with what we have just said when we get back.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Elmin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego. In 2000, in the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master, and in addition, continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Elmin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Elmin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Elmin. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Elmin's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almin's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back. So, my brothers and sisters, the other thing that I wish to speak with you about is the negative thoughts that come up. When toxins are released out of liver, which is anger, kidneys, which is pain, you know, when it's released out of lungs, for instance, you start coughing up some mucusy stuff, there's grief, deep grief is held in the lungs, resentment is held in sinuses. When those things start releasing, whether it is that you stepped off the treadmill of life through just completely surrendering, or you know, it's something else such as the balancing of black light and white light through these methods that we've been discussing. The point is that when those toxins release, there are negative thoughts associated with them, and they'll flush up. So again, just observe them, know what is happening, and then release them. Now, Lale, from Paris, she said that, I recently completed four levels of Karnish Belvaspata on a client whose request was to grow spiritually. After placing sigils to remove the wisdom of the past experiences, he contacted me, very concerned about what has been done. He's in fact so much in the dream and proud of his accomplishments that he said he doesn't want them to be removed, as many psychics have told him. This lifetime will be the one where he'll finally reap the benefits of all the past skills he has developed. And she's just completely baffled by this. She says, I wanted to first report this event as I felt quite uneasy with this client's reaction, which is actually the first negative feedback I got about Bhagavata. Any ideas of why that happened? Even though I try to explain what past wisdom really is and how Belvaspata works, he wants the sigils related to past wisdom to be removed from his body. What do you suggest? Okay. First of all, Lale, we're not doing enforced magic on someone. You don't force sigils into someone's body against their will. You offer them the opportunity to take hold of their blessings. And so if you have a situation where you are giving somebody Belvaspata to remove past wisdom, which is the old moments of truth that got us out of boxes that we have long since left and is wholly not applicable to that which we are about to leave, so that our listeners understand what we mean by wisdom. Wisdom is yesterday's truth. It is the attempt to hold on to that which has been as though it is applicable to where we are today, even though life is spontaneously unfolding through us, moment by moment. So what we have going is the fact that if he didn't want it, if his spirit was unwilling to receive that, there is no way those sigils would have been placed in his body. This is true for all the techniques we have. For instance, in the course of AppliedMysticism.com, one of the most powerful techniques for us to become the sacred government of the earth that I have ever encountered is on that website. In that course. And you can look at it at academyofalchemy.com if you want to take a peek at the website. But my brothers and sisters, it's the gateways of the angels, and they were so highly guarded. Only pieces were given. Other pieces were far removed from them so that only the right moment when they are willing to let it go to us as humanity. Oops, I'm very sorry. I'm in my office and my my fax here is making a very unaccustomed noise. So if you take a look at those, even though you can send through these sacred techniques, such as Belvaspata, our healing modality, which is on belvaspataalmin.com. My brothers and sisters, if you send it through to a whole group of people, let's say you send a blessing through, only those who are ready for it and wish to receive such a blessing will have it affect their lives. What will happen to the others is that it will sit around them in a way that when they are ready, that is there for them. Many of our Belvaspata practitioners worldwide have asked, listen, Almin, what can be done with this? Because we want to send Belvaspata to somebody, but we know that they won't feel very happy with our doing that, but still we feel that they would really benefit from it. By all means, send it through, because people will only receive into their bodies that which they wish to have. So just so that you know that. My brothers and sisters, this is a very prime example of a very unusual occurrence amongst humankind. Humans wish their lives to change, but they do not want to change themselves. Can you imagine, would we not always have asked, and it's not that anybody has complained, they're just asking, listen, how long is this going to last? But if you are told that, listen, there's a technique that will get rid of the illusion in your life for you. We didn't have it before because we finally, as a cosmos, had to apply that technique with our surrounding black light cosmoses. And it was only when that happened that much of the illusion of the building blocks of life, all of that was removed. Only when it was a cosmic technique was it finally given to humankind. Now, we're going to go through some unpleasantly. People have reported having diarrhea when they first listen to their elixirs. Well, that's a rather quick way to deal with getting rid of the old matter that's clinging to the bowel from some of it years old. And so these detoxification methods will happen because of a technique that we call into our lives that will do it for us. People want that change, and they would love it to be effortless. But oftentimes, they don't want to let go. He doesn't want to let go of things he might have accomplished in the dream. And I previously on the show gave example, if you will, of saying, look, if there's a baker that wins a prize for his cookies and you're dreaming about this, is it really the baker that won the prize or is that your dream? You made it up. We have been in the infinite stream, and that is why no accomplishments are really ours, but the opposite is true, nor are the failures. And so what this man is hoping is that he's going to finally reap the rewards of the infinite dream, in which he had no volition from his little self, only from the big self, as vast as the cosmos, expressing as the little self, which is part of the one life. So this is a really important thing for us to know, that any of the techniques that are given by the infinite do not enforce it. Otherwise, you're dealing with magic that is not incorruptible. Now, Mark from Belgium has written an answer to us. And incidentally, Mark, the falling asleep that you want to do, that is also part of, because I need to address this for Mark. He has very patiently waited. He asked why he wanted to just sleep and sleep and sleep when he got back from my Dublin class. And part of that, my brothers and sisters, is that that is a way of emotionally detoxing. And he said that when he received his elixir, and I remember very distinctly Mark's elixir, because I look into each of your hearts before the music starts to come through. It comes from the infinite, and it's a profound experience. I remember making Mark's. He says that when he listened to his elixir, he wanted again just to fall asleep. an example, Mark, would be, let's say somebody has been through a horrific murder, and they go to the spirit world. They actually have a state in which they sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep to get rid of the emotional trauma of such an event. Only then do they move all the way through the tunnel, and do they become part of the spirit world where their life is very active. Somebody else that's been traumatized and still survives it. Also, you will find that they just want to go to bed for days and just sleep it off. There is emotional trauma that you are releasing through wanting to sleep. That is one of the first reasons. Then there is something else that I have never actually explained publicly. But if you, how can I put this? Bliss. The depth of bliss that you would have experienced, Mark, after the transfiguration that happened to the students in Dublin before you returned to Belgium, my beloved brother. The depth of transfiguration puts us into a very, very deep bliss. If your mind doesn't know what is happening when you experience deep bliss, it interprets it as I want to sleep. The reason is that right before you go to sleep, just as you roll over into the dream time, there is this euphoric feeling of just, it's just too much trouble to move my body, kind of an euphoric feeling. That's the closest thing that the brain knows to pin this onto. So what I recommend for people is that they tell themselves, I am experiencing bliss. Allow themselves to sleep if they want to. But eventually, they will see that what they are actually experiencing is just the total bliss that they're in. So bliss is also experienced initially if it is particularly deep and particularly rapid, like the transfiguration that happened to you in Ireland, Mark. It will seem like you're sleepy. Allow yourself to sleep it off, but know it's bliss. And start feeling this gentle vibration in the cells. That's the bliss. And keep focusing on it, and then you will see it's not really fatigue. So I wanted to share that with you, and I haven't quite had that opportunity on the previous shows because I've always, you know, done some explanation, but not quite deeply enough. Now, Mark has a question. At the end of one of your most recent radio shows, you said that a race that had been entrusted with guarding the secrets of the white magic of man, had in fact lied and had waited to steal the magic the minute that it was properly opened. You asked the infinite whether there was something within ourselves that was lying to us, and the answer that came was truth. Today, one of our sisters from the I Am Forum shared with us that she had just discovered her husband had been constantly lying to her to conceal his consumption of cannabis, pretending he was clean. It made her very, very upset. Is there any link between these issues? My brother, there definitely is. It actually is a tie-in to virtually everything that we have said on the show so far. And let me explain to you what is happening. When the first 144 elixirs were made, a massive shift happened cosmically. There's now another number that goes beyond that. In fact, it's when we hit 214 elixirs. As of yesterday, we had 204. So the next 10 people that order elixirs will kick it into the 214. This is part of the alchemical sequence that we've been in the cosmos, which is 3, 7, 12, 20, 33, 54, 72, 96, 144, and then 214. When they do, there will be another major shift as the elixirs are received by us here on Earth. When that happens, untruth will come out, because lies are held by the illusion, by the toxicity. It will come out. So the areas of untruth around us will actually start to manifest itself. Yesterday, I had a vision of somebody that's in the peripheral area of my life, and thank heavens it's not somebody in our core group, but still, somebody two-faced. And I saw them in a vision, standing in front of me with two faces. And, you know, it's a person I care for, but it's just better that I understand that this person is not integrated. So the untruth of things will come out. Part of uncovering that truth is not what we think it is. It's got a good name for doing something that is illusion-based. It's one of the cosmic, you know, sort of liars that are being exposed. The lie is that truth is all we want. I can tell you that up until recently, if you would have said to me, what's the thing you hold most dearly in life, I would have said truth. And I had an incredible experience some years ago. I was telling somebody yesterday that, you know, if I say something, please don't question me in a way as though it sounds like I'm lying, and they didn't. I had misunderstood them. But I said, because I cannot be doing this work if there is the slightest untruth even to myself. My brothers and sisters, I met an angel years ago when I was doing the work just when the ascension started in 2005. And the angelic name for this angel I've forgotten, but it was the angel of absolute truth. And so the angel of absolute truth, when she moved through me from my feet to my head, because the angels would move through me, I felt my whole life change. I felt this commitment to truth. Yet what is truth? The only truth that can possibly be is the pure unfolding of infinite life that moves through us moment by moment. So I have always said, listen, hold on lightly to truth. Yesterday's truth isn't today's truth. But the actual fact of it is, there is no truth because the last moment's truth isn't this moment's truth. We cannot hold on to something that happened yesterday. We can't even think that the person in front of us is the same from moment to moment because they're new every single moment. So really, there can be no truth as something of value that continues forward. And there can certainly be guidelines as to how to create truth spontaneously in the moment. So that is what is meant by truth lied to us. It's not as it seems. But to continue this, regarding the sister that found out the lies of her partner, which must have been very, very painful to her, but my beloved ones, this is exactly what we've asked for. Give us the clarity. Let's shed the dross. Let's shed the dead wood. And so to do that, we've got to find what is and what isn't. Is this solvable or isn't it? And go from there. So the next thing that then happened cosmically, because we've moved as a cosmos, And as humanity and as major light workers into the very center of the circle of life, life has effortlessly started to shed its toxicity. And its toxicity are the partitions that lie like a rose. And you can see it on our diary. If you go to almindiary.com, you can see this rose pattern lying there with all these portions of petals. Those divisions is separation based. That is the illusions of the cosmos. The rose is disappeared. It has gone. That only happened 2 days ago. Now, what that means is enough of us have moved through these elixirs coming through and all of us hearing them and playing them, and they've come to the center point. We've created a strong enough null point that life starting to shed its partitions to the point where it's no longer a rose. Well, you can understand that not only in our individual lives, my brothers and sisters, but as a whole in the cosmos, we are going to experience the exposure of that which pretended to be what it was not. Last night when I uncovered that somebody was, quote, two-faced in my life, of my acquaintances, I said, okay, so what does this mean? Is there something in me that this is reflecting? And the answer was, yes, your chakra system. The chakra system we have highly valued. The chakras go to the front where it has a face, and the chakra goes to the back like two cones meeting in the middle for most people. They have two faces, one in the front and one in the back. What they do is they provide a linear relay of information. And so we receive information from others. It downloads through the chakras. It then goes to the endocrine system. The endocrine system downloads it into the bloodstream, and the messages are carried to the heart for non-cognitive information. The right brain interprets that, and you either dream it or you intuit it, and the left brain analyzes it and turns it into practical knowledge. This is not the way that it should be flowing, because this is linear relay of information. Everything is turning to immediate relay of anything, whether it's growth, whether it's change, whether it's unfoldment. The chakras are obsolete, and they were creating an impurity within our bodies. They are creating linear time. So last night, I realized that the chakras were not what they were supposed to be. They pretended to be very helpful. Everybody says, oh, my chakra's opening. What does that mean? More linear information. Taking us out of the place of no time and creating impurity and lack of innocence. So let me see if there's one last question I can properly do. So let's just try one more time, David, to fit your question in. Last week I had to say a yes. He says, a short time ago, I asked the wing to bring you a message for guidance and assistance. I feel that my plea was answered in the form of a very special light worker who has reached out to me. We have a very deep connection, and we feel that we have walked together through many lifetimes. Is this correct? It is correct that I heard you, my brother, and that this is a blessing that has come in from the infinite for you. What is something to be totally aware of is it doesn't matter how many lifetimes you have walked together, because it's the baker and the cookie scenario. It was simply the infinite dream. What matters is that you receive from each other the exchange of gifts that is your blessing, and that the moment that is no longer there, that you lightly let the other one go, or you continue to inspire each other for the rest of your eternal lives. But it is an unfolding, and there is no past, and there is no future. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters, for joining us on the show, and we'll speak to you again next week. Thank you.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almin has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almin. Please join us again next week.